USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved sending additional military forces to Kabul to help safely remove U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the president announced he was sending an additional 1,000 troops to the area, joining the 4,000 already announced. Biden also defended his decision to pull all troops out of the country, saying that the Afghan forces had to fight against a wave of Taliban fighters currently sweeping through the nation. And officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, with at least 1,800 injured. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost been completely razed. A 5.2 magnitude aftershock also later shook the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With the recent surge in COVID cases among children and legal battles over COVID mitigation efforts in school, homeschool advocates are reminding parents there's another option. Brad Bernards has more.
Homeschooling sees a rise in popularity across the country. Homeschool advocate Carrie McDonald joined Fox and Friends Weekend.
I think a lot of families realized that homeschooling isn't as intimidating as they may have previously thought. They're realizing that there are tremendous online learning resources available to them that are really high quality, much better in many cases than Zoom school that kids have been participating in.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And more than 50 people were injured Saturday when a bus crashed on the New York State Thruway. The vehicle was headed for Niagara Falls when it crashed about 25 miles west of Syracuse. At least 50 passengers were hospitalized, though the severity of those injuries was not immediately known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is ordering more troops to the Afghan capital, Kabul, to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel from that country. But in a statement Saturday, he also defended his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, saying that the Afghan security forces have to defend their own nation. Congressman Jason Crow says seeing the results of the Taliban offensive is heartbreaking. The Colorado congressman and former Army Ranger tells CNN that he's still withholding judgment on the president's policy.
You know, we are not without risk in Afghanistan. There's no doubt about that. We're seeing the consequence of this. I'm going to reserve a judgment on the manner in which this withdrawal happened until we can actually look at this with some separation and perspective and actually have the information we need to have a discussion about it. But the bottom line is there are threats everywhere, everywhere around the world. China, Russia, Iran, South America, Central America, terrorism, narco-terrorism, cyber attacks, ransomware attacks. We face threats that we have never even imagined that we would have faced just 5 or 10 years ago. And the president has to make decisions about how we spend our blood, our sweat, our treasure, and our limited resources to address those threats. And that's a hard thing to do.
And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 being unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.